everybody. Welcome to Street Fight Radio, number one anarcho-comedy radio that there is. We're here every single week, two times a week, giving you the best that you can find. I mean, check it, look around. You're not going to find anyone doing it like we do. We are taking over the airwaves every Sunday at 10 p.m. in Columbus, Ohio. If you tune to 102.1 or 98.3 there on WCRS, you can hear us as we try to unbrainwash the masses and spread dissent against a Hillary Trump future. We are looking to have a conversation outside of that, maybe a quick pivot out of the USA, like just shake it. Like the USA's got us, think it's got us shook the whole time and following us every move, then we just pivot and break its ankles and it's gone. Then we just leave it and slam dunk into our own personal liberty. Like, I think that's probably the best thing to do on the show. That's what you can expect to hear, at least.
Yeah. I mean, it's whatever. This show, this is the one where we record, where it's whatever we want to talk about. I don't feel any pressure to report any news. I don't feel any pressure on the other show to report any news, but I feel like I want to talk about the things that happened in the week. I want to do an up-to-the-minute current podcast, you know?
Absolutely.
But then I also want to do another one that you could listen to anytime and think, man, these guys have been stupid for 5 years. Like, they get dumber and dumber over 5 years.
Yeah, they haven't sharpened. They haven't sharpened at all.
Yeah.
But, no, we're here. You can see us live if you want, October 29th. I hope you want. If you're in the area of Columbus, Ohio, at Cafe Kerouac, it's just going to be $5 to get in the door. And we're going to tell you all about our ghost hunting endeavors and what it's taken to go after the supernatural, to try to kill or counsel these people in their afterlife. We're going to give you the full story there on October 29th, so be there. And if you haven't heard, Kush Bomb from the Chapo Trap House podcast, he is going to be there as well, and giving you a little bit of bonus laughs. So that's like a little extra side dish of laughs, a whole heap and helping of laughs. So come eat it all up.
It's like a steak dinner, but with just two steaks.
Two steaks, yeah, a two steak dinner.
Yeah,
it's nice. That's a good deal. You can't even get that in Vegas anymore.
No.
Two steaks for $5?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? No, unheard of, man. That's 1980s prices.
If you get two steaks for $5, I want it. I'm not eating there. I don't want that. I don't want those two. Tougher than a $5 steak.
Yeah, we're tough. We are tough. That's true. But thanks to everybody that tunes in, wherever you find us. If you're just now tuning in on the website, streetfightradio.com, consider subscribing on iTunes or SoundCloud or Android devices.
Yeah. Yeah, do that. So, yeah, man, we already talked about all the places that we're going to go to and report back on. I mean, we're going to four haunted places, Brett. Four places where there's supposed to be ghosts. That's more than most people go in their whole life, unless they're a cowardly jabroni ghost hunter from TV. All the other ghost hunters are lying to you. Me and Brett are bringing you the straight dope in the ghost hunting field.
We go there. We're not trying to become professional ghost hunters. We just want to get rid of the ghosts and be done with it. We're not like the government keeps having the same budget. They try to keep all the same stuff intact. They're trying to set up shop. We don't want roots in ghost hunting. We want to get rid of the goddamn ghosts and get on with it.
Yeah. We're not interested. We come into your field and then we do it better than you and we leave. You know, that's what we do.
That's what we're known for.
That's our style, man. We spend a whole month to become an expert on something. It's our philosophy. If you study one thing for an entire month, by the end of that month, you will be an expert on it.
Yeah, it's the 30-day theory.
And when I say this, I mean by studying, think about it once every day for a month.
Make some jokes with your buddies when you're super drunk about stuff.
Yeah.
Like, that's a good way to get information about stuff, especially alt-inf.
Yeah, sometimes it's just working. Man, you were talking to me about when you were way more into alt-inf, like into conspiracy stuff a little bit ago. I never went through it, before the internet. And then when I got the internet, I'm like, everything's a conspiracy.
Yeah. I mean, it was tougher back then, I think.
Yeah. You used to talk, you said you had to go get a book, and I'm just.
Yeah. To, like the conspiracy, the way that it's caught on, the way that people now will just have casual conversation about like, you know, yes, I believe in fluoride. No, I don't believe in Bigfoot. Yes, I, you know, like the space, you know, moon landing was fake. JFK was a straight shoot. You know, like they just, people have opinions and all that stuff. But before the internet, I was just like going to a section at Barnes & Noble where I could read about like David Icke and reptile people. Like I was like, there's other people that think that there's reptile people out there.
I wish me of now could have been there for you. Like they should have stationed somebody in that aisle to talk to the people. They're so irresponsible to give a dummy like you a book that explains the whole world because of reptiles, you know?
Yeah, just to stand there over in the corner and be like, excuse me, which one are you looking at? You're looking at the one about the grays? Yeah, well, we need to have a conversation. These are all fun stories, you know?
I mean...
You can't harm anybody if you think that they're a reptile person. You understand this, right? If you think any heads of states are reptiles, you will not harm them.
You don't have to wear a tinfoil hat. Like
you, yeah, you now have to wear one. Yeah, like I'm here to assign you a tinfoil hat. It's your tag and it's your marker so we can keep track on you.
And then when you leave, I'll sell you one, an insert for your baseball cap that you can just put in there. Nobody knows I'm wearing a tinfoil hat. You know what right. I mean? Because I wear that hat everywhere.
Yeah, you just keep it tucked in the lining.
Yeah, when I leave the house, I have that.
Stylish tinfoil hats. Street Fight Radio stylish tinfoil hats. You have like the military cap. We have the little biker cap that you can like flip up, just fully lined tinfoil. Yeah. You wouldn't even know. The most silent tinfoil that you can get. Yeah. No crinkling sounds at all.
I mean, I'll buy the most expensive tinfoil because I'm going to charge so much for this thing.
Yeah, to have a decent cowboy hat that's also completely lined with protection from any sort of mind control. I mean, that's
rays. Any kind of rays out there?
Sure.
What kind of radio signals?
What kind of laser spectrum your infrared is getting in there that you could just easily block by, you know, putting a little protection.
Yeah.
Protect your cabeza there. You know?
Now we're talking, man. That's I put that in the list right now for the Street Fight store.
Yes.
We're going to sell tinfoil hat liners. Yeah. See, you can wear your own hat. Okay.
Right. There will be adjustable.
Yeah. I mean, I'll make you a fashionable one too if you want me to. We know some people that could make fashionable tinfoil hats. If you want that and you want to donate money to our Patreon or something, I'll get you a fashionable tinfoil hat in the mail.
I want one that is like one of those do-rag things that you get, the biker do-rag that you get from the gas station.
Yeah.
That has like a skeleton with like sunglasses on and maybe a Confederate flag.
Harley Davidson.
Yeah, and a screaming eagle. That has an eagle head on the top. Like the beak is right there at like the center of your head, and then like the eagle on top, but then lined completely with tinfoil once again.
Yeah.
Nobody knows.
Yeah. I'm not saying I believe in that tinfoil stuff, but it's better safe than sorry's the way I think about those things.
Yeah. I don't know. The conspiracy stuff is something that people don't act on really extremely. Like, I don't know if I wasn't a danger, but I was,
but you were running around saying, I mean, here's
yes,
the thing.
Yes, I was spreading some alt inf. I was definitely peppering alt inf into all of my interactions.
And people were believing you and then going on with the rest of their lives. Like, you affected other people and you would like, were probably convincing, not even just convincing. Cause I know you have probably have the ability to do that, but you were a true believer. And like you were just like, they're gonna believe it because I know everything about it.
Yeah, I can tell you that the Bin Laden family has a beef with the Bush family, right?
Yeah,
and all the connections there.
Yeah, you've already looked into that. There was a guy that I worked with on 9/11 that just looked at me and was like, "That's Osama Bin Laden." I was like, "This dude."
I think exactly the Cat Williams got it the best when he said it was the biggest drug deal gone wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Yeah,
I think that's what like most people saw it as. A lot. There's a certain group of people that see it as that, I guess.
Right. Yeah. Man, I you know, I got some alt inf
really?
Today.
What kind?
On my Facebook timeline. The clowns. You know the clowns that everybody's freaking out about? The clowns are amazing.
I like the clowns. It's fun. It feels old school. It feels like it's something. It feels like people would be like Snapchatting it and stuff, giving it away. But this feels like something that was like, this is like an old school type terror.
Yeah. This is like, don't flash your lights at somebody if they're driving with their lights off.
This is more realer than that, though, because that didn't even happen anywhere.
I know. The clowns are actually out there, but they haven't done anything. They're just scaring the poop out of people. You know what I mean? I mean, if somebody wants to be a scary clown, I'm an anarchist, man. I can't tell them not to go out and be a scary clown. And I think that's what I like about this. It's like it's encroaching on boundaries. It's like it's somebody going out and making people uncomfortable.
Oh yeah. Not being provocative in any way, just changing their dress, changing their attire, taking a Halloween costume, which is perfectly appropriate in the month of October. But placing it in this way that makes it seem menacing as hell,
and letting other people write the story. They're just like Target stop selling clown stuff.
I know, it's a big deal. Like this is pearls are being clutched.
People
are afraid, and it's either viral marketing for that Stephen King movie, the It movie that they're remaking, and they just don't want to admit it. They're just like, oh fuck. Target did all this. We're just going to drop that campaign. Or I think it's just people picking up. It's just people that are jumping on the ride. They're like, I got a clown costume. I can go out there and just stand on an overpass.
Yeah. I mean, why is it bothering me? Yeah. You know, like, what's it got to do with you? You know?
But you do. I'm thankful because, you know, I guess my mind goes to like someone's going to get hurt, but I mean, no one's going to get hurt. But I mean, some of these people are like they are quick to pull out a gun. Yeah.
First comment on this story is, are they coming to Baltimore? Cause I'm going to beat the shit out of one of those clowns.
Yeah. So,
hey, but they know that that's a risk.
That's true.
The thing. That's not like they're going like, you're like, oh, I hope one of them doesn't get hurt. Now I don't want one of them to get killed, which is usually what happens in the United States. It's never just got his ass whooped. People are like, I'll shoot one.
Actually. I mean, we don't have too much of that. I mean, we get more just renegade wild violence.
Yeah. This next guy says, start at my house. I'll give you the addresses of a bunch of my biker friends. We'll see how funny these clowns are after we're done with them. People are excited to whoop the clowns' asses, but they're not doing anything yet.
Yeah, you know? I think I've seen actually more of situations where like kids throw tomatoes at a car and someone tries to shoot a gun to like scare them and it kills one of them.
Yeah, I've seen that too. Yeah.
Throw a snowball and then like they fire at somebody for doing like throwing a snowball at a windshield.
Yeah. Listen to this, dude. Clown hunters warn public about killer clown purge. Now, purges are a new thing because the movie The Purge came out. Now people are like, I think there's going to be a purge someday.
Something that could happen. I didn't even think that a purge could happen, but now that this movie came out, it's totally possible.
Yeah, it's really in people's minds. And like, this isn't the first time I've heard like the police warned a town like some kids are planning to do a purge. Some teen kids are going to do a purge.
I suggest you lock up tight early that night because some kids are going to do some purging.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you're getting caught up completely in a movie fantasy, but so is everybody else, right? It's like a whole bunch of other people are too, so why would you stop?
Yeah.
The police are saying it.
Yeah. I mean, it's fun. I think it's weird. It's a weird thing. I don't know. I like it, though. This clown terror... To me, much better than ISIS type stuff. Like in following it, because like people seem hysterical about it. Maybe just go talk to the clowns. Has anybody thought about going up to them and being like, "Hey, sup?
You're a hugger.
Why don't you be funny? Why don't you?
Yeah, do something funny, clown. You got to act.
Yeah." Were you out here dressed as see these laws that you can't, it's free expression, you know, and without the Constitution, we'd be able to send somebody up to the clowns and be like, you ain't really a clown if you don't do something funny. And if you don't do something funny, I'm going to have to, we're going to have to take action against you. This is antisocial behavior.
Yeah. Either do something funny or get out of here.
No clown. They like they don't all ride to their in a little car.
No, yeah.
They don't spray you with a
seltzer.
Yeah, if they sprayed you with a seltzer, people would be like, "That's their pee or something." Like that.
That's some sort of neurotoxin, some Batman chemical. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
If it, that's the Batman thing, that's a Joker type thing.
Yeah, they're writing the story though. It's people that are hysterical about it that are writing the story. I mean,
well, The Purge too, man. The Purge is something that people, in a way that I mentioned, like Donald Trump, everybody just laid down and is like, well, if he wins, we got to do whatever he says. Like Purge is another thing. It seems like regular folks are like, they might do it, and then nobody's gonna protest.
Yeah, this story that I'm going off of was posted by a lot of people today in my feed. And it's just before trick or treat. This is when these stories are the most powerful, you know?
Yeah, this is like, it's here.
But the Clown Hunters posted there's a group called Clown Hunters.
Wow. Clowns, they're a ragtag squad. They just the startup, right?
Yeah, they put a post up that said clowns are allegedly planning their own purge the night before Halloween. Stay inside, keep all pets inside, and keep all doors and windows locked. Now, like I wouldn't even pay attention to something like this if like seven people didn't share it on my Facebook feed today. Like, it's like there's seven. That's a significant amount of people to share the same article at any time. It's like the people that never post and that are and that I don't usually read their posts all came together and were like, we gotta get this is the information we gotta get out.
Now in The Purge, there are folks in the streets actually hunting other people.
Yeah, that's so, what The Purge is,
right? They're suggesting that type of thing's going to be happening.
Yeah, that there's going to be gangs of clowns going hunting through people. Neighborhoods and hunting people. That's what they're suggesting is going to happen. Which is, that's insane. That is, like, if the clowns started killing people, I would kill the clowns. You know what I mean? Yeah. I wouldn't even be opposed to killing
them. No, yeah.
You know? That's, I don't put up with that.
You don't stuff. Put up with killing? I'll kill you right back, bud. You start killing, I'm going to kill you right back.
Yeah, I don't like it. It's a big no-no.
It's a big, big no-no. That's antisocial behavior, right?
It's why I don't vote.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I feel like if I vote, it's like, I still have to put my money there so they don't kill me.
Yeah, you get the money.
But, you know.
It's whether or not they can count you.
Yeah, yeah. Oh man! So yeah, that.
I'm a little bit worried about a purge, but I think that's, we're a few years away from it.
Before the politician, I think a politician could suggest it and get some people on his side now.
Fuck it, man! It was really great for their economy in the movie. Remember how they said the lower classes were getting cleaved off like wheat from the chaff?
Yeah. Some Silicon Valley guy is like, "Can we really do this? Is this something that can happen?
Is it open?"
Yeah.
Is it legal?
Yeah.
Would
no,
you
but
make it legal?
A lot of people watch it and they're like, you know what I would do if there's a purge?
Oh, I know. That's the best part about Purge.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why people want it. That's why people need it. They have to get that release, man. They need watch the movie. They explain why people need it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think people are getting hip to it. They're like, I want it faster. I want this dystopia faster.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, people are real excited about it, man. Like, I see it all the time that there's going to be one, and now the clowns are going to do one. I'm really pissed off at these clowns, man.
I love it. I want to go get a clown costume, maybe.
They don't sell them anymore at Target. Don't go to Target, dude. You ain't going to get it. You ain't going to go there. So, I got this story a couple times this week. I got it early in the week. You sent it to me from now. A fella named Hell Is Real sent us this story about a guy that is a UFO expert, and he was found vomiting black liquid, and he sent a note to his mom on his phone. Did you hear about this?
I did read over it. A few people that sent us, thank you to everybody that did. And I saw Complex even covered it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's where I saw you sent it to me in Complex. I'm reading it off of Fox 8 Cleveland, the one Hell Is Real sent me because he's a listener.
Got it.
And Complex is not, I don't think Complex listens.
Yeah.
Not sure. They, if they do and they're not reporting on us, then how dare they?
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. But so this is takes place in Poland. Okay. Well, this is the problem with all these stories, but I'm going to start reading the story first, okay? I just don't think there's really even a place called Poland, you know?
It's made like up. That's like Finland is made up. Everything, have you heard that Finland's made up?
Yeah, and everything that comes out of those places is a lie. Every news I read from those places, like, all we really get, like, we don't read news from every country in the world or anything, and any news we read from, like, a Finland or a Poland or something like that is like, UFO stuff.
I don't know. I haven't paid as much attention.
Yeti. Like, they'll find a Yeti. Like, all those stories, every single one of those stories and come from Europe. And I'm just like, and people are like, well, that's because there were a lot of old people there, you know, it's a little old stuff. And I'm like, I mean, there were people here, though, too.
Yeah.
Anyway, here's the story, man. Max Spears, 39, was in Poland in July to discuss conspiracy theories and UFOs when he was found dead inside an apartment, according to the Telegraph. Investigators ruled he died from natural causes. They always rule that.
Yeah.
Or suicide.
Pretty easy.
One of the two. Yeah. Funny how this guy died and he was a UFO expert.
Yeah, there's been a few, though, that have died, haven't there?
I don't know. I have never heard.
Just him?
Well, yeah, I guess, you know, that guy from Iron Butterfly disappeared because he discovered time travel. Did you know that?
I had no clue.
Yeah, I can get that for you. I'll get that up here in a second. But yeah, people have disappeared, you know, and that's one of the weirder things.
Yeah, it happens. Yeah, I guess if you're calling him a liar, I can't imagine he's lying about it. Like, this sounds like an episode of a TV show where a guy would set up his own death to make it look like aliens killed him or the government killed him.
Yeah, he's definitely not a liar. I agree with that. Oh, this guy's from Ohio, too, by the way. Philip Taylor Kramer.
Super trustworthy.
This guy, the guy from Iron Butterfly is from Ohio. He's very trustworthy. This guy was found dead, though. So do you think the government killed him or the aliens did? Because he also sent his mother a warning via text message a few days before his tweet, before his death. And he said, your boy's in trouble. If anything happens to me, investigate. And he got killed by either the government or the aliens. I don't know. But if he got killed by the aliens, I don't like that at all. That bothers me.
I believe he was also getting married at the time and said that there was a dark energy that was drawing him in.
God, these people with their dark energy. That's the kind of thing that chases me away. You know, this is your job. Treat it. Take this seriously. I don't want to hear about your energy. Okay.
Well, this may change, though, because this guy might have a claim. He also said he survived a mind control super soldier program that was run by the UK and the US government.
I believe that. I 100% believe.
He's a Jason Bourne.
I believe that for sure. This guy. Okay.
Yeah. So a Jason Bourne said there was aliens, died, threw up black bile, and said to his mom, if I die, it's sketchy. It's,
yeah,
I was murdered.
Yeah. Nick Pope is a guy on Twitter who was posting, like, the death of Max Spears was a tragedy, but having run the UK government's UFO project, I promise we don't go around killing UFO researchers. Of course, the guy that ran it says that. It's crazy to say the government killed Max Spears. Real whistleblowers like Snowden and Manning are pursued by legal means, not murder. That's a good point.
But they leaked things that is okay. It doesn't matter that they found out. They can change the narrative on that. You can't let the truth out about aliens being here and shit.
Yeah,
changes way too much.
It is way different to be like, because
they'll get their ass kicked at the Illuminati meetings.
And if Nick Pope is saying that the government didn't have anything to do with killing them, then that means aliens killed them.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. Then like, that's
only
where
two
the
two parties here. What? Who else would kill him?
Was it aliens or the government? Who did it? Nick Pope. Tell us.
Please. Don't treat us like we're crazy because we're jumping to conclusions. I think throwing up black stuff indicates the aliens, unless they gave him some like government poison that makes you throw up black stuff and it kills you.
Yeah, they have some sort of like bile buster pill, maybe.
Fills
your belly full of gross shit.
I'm worried about this, man. Like every
time
I wonder. A lot of my peers in this world are dead. They die. Like people that are finding the truth are people that are strong contributors to Alt-Inf.
Definitely. It's important to know what's happening out there.
I don't know, man. People don't usually die of throwing up black stuff at 39. You know?
I haven't seen much of it in my day. I haven't been to many funerals for throwing up black stuff.
Yeah. So here's the guy that disappeared, this Kramer guy. We can read a little bit about him. Hold on one second. Claim to work on it. Okay. Okay. Here's what it is. Kramer, the son of a professor. His name is, by the way, this is the guitar player the bass player for Iron Butterfly. His name's Philip Taylor Kramer. And I'm going to read his life section of Wikipedia.
Yeah, let's get in there.
So we can know a little bit about him. Philip Taylor Kramer was born in 1952 in Youngstown, Ohio, so he's trustworthy. In 1974, he joined Iron Butterfly as its bass player, playing on two of the group's albums, Scorching Beauty and Sun and Steel.
Great stuff, too.
Yeah, Iron Butterfly is cool. I'm with those guys. After the breakup of Iron Butterfly, Kramer continued to play with founding he played in 1977 and 1980. Kramer later obtained a night school degree in aerospace engineering. That's back when they would say night school.
Yeah.
Like, that's back when people went to... I don't even know what night school is. They don't even have night school anymore, do they?
They have to. Yeah, they do. They have those after-work programs, but it's like for-profit colleges and stuff.
Yeah. So he went to night school. He worked on the MX missile guidance system for a contract... Oh, this guy. He was working for the Department of Defense. Now that's the type of place where they'll kill you.
Yeah.
You know?
They don't want you to talk after you've seen what's in the DOD.
And he worked later on in the computer industry on fractal compression, facial recognition systems, and advanced communications. Keep in mind, dude, this guy died in 1995. Like, he was doing this stuff in 1995. So you know he discovered what he found something, right?
Yeah.
He's the son of a professor of electrical engineering, and he had a lifelong interest in science and mathematical theorems. At the age of 12, he won the science fair, which is, I mean, not that impressive.
There's one at every school, at the thousands of schools.
Yeah, you don't need to put that in. I mean, there's some accomplishments you can leave off. I remember I used to write on my resume that I got honors on the citizenship proficiency test in 12th grade. Like, I got a high score on that on my resume a reason why they should
bonus.
Hire me. That was
oh,
one
you get
of
an
my...
extra 15 cents an hour because of that?
You're good citizenship.
We would love to have a good citizen around here, especially a certified one.
Yeah. In 1990, at the age of 38, Kramer co-founded Total Multimedia, Inc. Man, in 1990, he was opening up a bullshit named company, Total Multimedia Inc.
He's ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's doing this without any, like...
With Michael Jackson's brother, by the way. This dude's with Randy Jackson. Michael Jackson's brother, not the one from TV.
Really?
Yeah. So this guy's running around with Michael Jackson's brother. And he developed data compression techniques for CD-ROMs. Like, this guy was like a science man.
And then what happened? But So he does all this, and then what happens?
He co-developed soft video based on fractal compression, and he also claimed to work on a transmission project that would result in faster than light speed communications. So that's
FTL.
Yeah, that's a big deal, right? If we knew how to communicate in light speed, that's interesting, right? Because light speed is the fastest speed.
Yeah,
obviously.
It's top.
I don't want to hear that there's anything faster. If there is something faster, then that is called light speed now.
Right.
It's just the name for the fastest speed.
There's a governor.
Yeah. On February 12th, 1995, Kramer drove to Los Angeles International Airport to pick up a business associate and his wife. The business associate had been a principal investor in Total Multimedia and also a principal instigator in its bankruptcy organization. On his way to the airport, Kramer telephoned his wife to advise that plans had changed and that the business associate and his wife should go directly from the airport to a hotel where Kramer and his wife would meet them later. So this guy, something went sideways on Kramer, right? Kramer nonetheless appears to have spent 45 minutes at the airport for unexplained reasons. During his travel to and from the airport, Kramer made a flurry of cell phone calls, including calls to his wife, Ron Bushy, and finally to the police. In the latter call, Kramer said, "I'm going to kill myself." So he disappeared, basically. He was never heard from again. This led to a massive search, many news reports and talk show segments, including an episode of Oprah Winfrey, America's Most Wanted, The Unexplained and Unsolved Mysteries, and an article in Skeptic reported numerous conspiracy theories about his death.
Wow. And so they never found him, though?
Yeah. On May 29th, 1999, Kramer's Ford Aerostar minivan and skeletal remains were found. So they did end up finding him. I guess it
and
does.
An Aerostar. What a shitty. That minivan sucks. Just a skeleton chilling in an Aerostar.
The government doesn't kill guys that drive Aerostars. They end up dying from eating or drinking too many MGD Ultras. Smoking too many Marlboro Ultralights.
Yeah, too much Miller High Life. Getting too much of that High Life.
Too much Dick's Last Resort. Been eating
Bergs at Dick's Last Resort. Yeah, that's I mean, that's unfortunate. I think he must have had that brilliant crazy disease that they make movies about people like that.
Yeah, he just invented like light speed and he played an iron butterfly and right. He disappeared.
Fucking love fractals, man. They're like, oh yeah, man, want to take LSD? Like, no, I like to do the mathematics behind fractals. He was there, like, he was, yeah, that is one hell of a life.
Yeah, it is cool, man.
He just did too much.
Yeah, of course.
He just didn't want to be busy anymore, maybe.
Yeah, I guess so. He probably did tour. He probably burned out a little bit around 95 and just disappeared. I do remember watching all these shows about him and being like, this motherfucker invented time travel, and then the government killed him.
Yeah.
But I guess he killed himself. He was like, oh, I can't stand having all this knowledge in my brain. Yeah,
it hurts.
And then he took off.
Yeah.
He does. I mean, you know, the guy that invents time travel isn't going to want to tell anybody about how he invented time travel.
Well, yeah, I think the first test, you also fuck yourself because you never get back. Like the first, everybody that invents it just doesn't go through 100% away through the process. They only do the like time traveling part. They don't ever have the getting back part.
Well, how would you know how to get back?
That's what I mean. They don't ever, like, that's the thing about them. They jump in with their feet first. I think it's just too much sketchy science.
So do you think
it's not disciplined enough to get us the results we need to have it as like a reliable transportation?
Yeah. So people have time traveled. They're just stuck and they can't get back.
Only harebrained people that have the guts and the time to do it.
The crystals, the right crystals.
Know how to line shit up.
Yeah, yeah.
But then also, like I said, test it on themselves.
Yeah, they do. They end up testing it on themselves. And then, I mean,
then you get stuck in like a lost world, right? That's what happens.
Well, yeah, or you go back to like cowboy times, like in Back to the Future. Ooh, and you got to use their technology.
That's fine.
But I just think you end up, if you go back in time, like, there's just too much risk of going back to dinosaur times. I mean, we haven't been here for very long, you know?
I'm not set up for that at all.
I know. I'm not even set up for the 1950s. I would be miserable. And then I'd have to sleep at a movie theater.
Yeah, where your treat would be a hard-boiled egg. They can't even do popcorn.
So many just dinners with ham. Or like,
yeah, just one slice of deli ham on a plate. Like, we're eating good tonight. More pork for me, Ma.
Yeah, I think the 80s was a struggle for me.
Yeah, I mean, what do you, you can't, you're like, it, it's still not up to your standards, like, of what life is right now. Obviously, we do this show complaining about life.
I was born, like, five generations too early. Yeah. Like, and comfort-wise.
Yeah, you need to be in the automatic chair with, yeah. like, the robot butler.
I wanted to live when nobody ever sweats.
Yeah.
Where okay. they, like,
complete have... climate control. Climate yeah, control.
All climate control. We just
personal
were,
personal
like...
climate control. That's what you're talking about.
Yes.
A suit, like a wetsuit that regulates your body heat.
Yeah, the jacket that I always wanted to invent that had, like, warm in it, basically. Like, I always wanted to make a jacket that's like a heated blanket that you could just wear because it's, like, it's so hot outside. I never thought about the fact that once you put it on and then started walking around or something, you'd be, like, the hottest person in the world.
Yeah, that happens a lot with like snowboarding and skiing and stuff when you put on a whole bunch and then you go out there and you're like, I want to do this with my shirt off.
I'm like that right now, man. I try to go outside in a hoodie right now because I'm like, it's the time of year where sure. I get to wear a flannel and snuggle a hoodie up. And it's like 90 outside.
Yeah, this is once again, I've mentioned it, but this the foreboding nature of our climate crisis is once again setting in for me. Like, I don't like this. This does not seem good to me that it's 82. When I was trick or treating, we had to wear our goddamn winter coats underneath our fucking costumes.
yeah.
I had a goddamn Raphael Ninja Turtles that was one size too small, and my mom made him get it off the wall. I squeezed my way into it, but after I put my fucking snowsuit on underneath it, I split the crotch of it open. It was like the shittiest Halloween experience to get that fucking thing.
Ruined your bad costume, ruined your Halloween. One the last year I trick-or-treated, I was like, yeah, I'm a pirate, and I just wore a Raiders coat. And I wore a Raiders coat and a bandana, and I carried a stupid sword around.
Got candy?
I bought a Raiders coat as soon as I found out that they were saying criminals wear Raiders coats.
Yeah, people that use those killed somebody to get one. You're like, oh, I'll just buy it then.
Yeah. Yeah. I want people to think I killed somebody to get my coat.
Right.
I just remember seeing it on the news, like, all these. And, like, they would say, I had a teacher talk about it in school and just, like, people in my family that
starter
are like.
Starter jackets. Yeah. Not a starter jacket. You can't go outside, Brian. Don't do it.
Yeah. It's like a purge. They're purging people that wear starter jackets. Can you believe it? I'm like, I'm the purger. I would be the person stealing the jacket.
Yeah, most likely that would be me.
The reason I'm not afraid of getting robbed for my jacket is that I'm a jacket robber myself.
Right. It never hits that fever pitch. I watched that 13th Amendment, like I mentioned, that documentary, and they point out how all of this footage of people just in full calamity mode about crime and all of this are not experienced. Like, you have to remember, nobody's experiencing this high crime. No. Even if it, like, when the surges were happening, people were so disconnected from it.
Yeah. It's like war, basically. Yeah. It's like the people that are victims of crime. I mean, the most likely victims of crime are criminals. Is one of the things you got to think about. So the people that are seeing all the crime are the criminals.
Yeah. They're criming each other.
Yeah, I mean, people hear about cars. Like, my car gets broken into, like, once a month, and they try to... There's nothing in there, you know?
Once a month?
Yeah, I don't lock the doors, though.
Oh, you mean people are trying handles.
Yeah, they just try handles, and they go through the car.
Get some Oakleys.
Yeah, I don't have anything in there. I think that's what probably happened to my sunglasses.
Yeah.
I can't believe they stole those sunglasses. They don't look expensive at all.
I mean, there's something to take, man.
Yeah, that's true.
Trying handles, true. Man. I got some freak sunglasses trying handles before.
I didn't even think about that. I've been looking for my sunglasses. I've been crazy about them. I'm like, oh, they did get something. Dang it.
Yeah, that's what it was.
My sunglasses.
They stole your shade.
Yeah, but like, that's not like, I guess that's not the kind of crime people are afraid of. People think people are getting killed all the time.
No, they think that there is... a statistical risk that when you're walking your dog through the neighborhood, someone is going to randomly choose you and stab you to death.
Knife the shit out of you, man. Yeah, yeah.
That's, which it has happened. It has. But to expect it to happen is extremely stupid for most people in America.
Yeah, people that live in like really like New Albany, like a suburb like New Albany here.
Definitely.
Like just any kind of suburb where all the houses are McMansions and stuff. And they're like, they're voting for like anti-crime legislation.
Yeah, they're trying to put tanks into patrols, you know? Yeah. I got nothing to hide. My neighborhood, I welcome a tank. It's like, yeah, they don't have to come there.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not lining your street and harassing everybody.
Yeah, you don't have armed guards with military grade body armor on.
Yeah, I saw a couple like guys eating pizza today, a couple cops eating pizza, and they're like military, those vests and stuff like that. And they look like, I mean, not to say that they look regal or anything, but they look like knights.
Really? You think they look like they're just Law and Order knights? I think they look like Rainbow Six characters. Like the DC ones got to the point where they had like those thigh pouches and, you know, like little weird weapons that were hanging off their fucking ankles and like, you know, shoulder patches. And it just looked like they were a fucking action heroes. Yeah. You know, like, I don't know. And it got real intense. The sport at the Texas Rangers baseball game was the craziest one because it was a guy in all black that looked like Splinter Cell, the dude from Splinter Cell, like had got like a headgear of some sort, you know, like it's insane how much it's gone from that to like just a fat guy with a club, you know.
Yeah, that's what these guys were that were eating pizza were looking like. They had like the vest on and probably
all the pockets and shit.
Yeah, with all the and, you know, they look like, yeah, I guess a Rainbow Six character, somebody that's like fighting ISIS.
yeah. It's military grade shit. I mean, literally, you would wear that if you're going into a gunfight.
Like, what do they need that for? Like, what is the cop that drives around the Target all day need all that for?
Yeah, people that are patrolling towns that have 1 or 2,000 people in them.
Yeah.
Are getting this equipment dropped off.
Ohio State University has a tank.
Yeah. People walking around with like AR-15s hanging like necklaces.
Yeah. And like, yeah, that it's just not friendly. The cops are the worst, man. I got a ticket. I'm like, I have to get up early after I do this show because I have to go to court because I can't afford to pay this enormous ticket I got for turning right, Brett. Turning fucking right on a road between 4 and 6 p.m. And, like, all I want to say about it is that, like, I didn't read the sign. That is true.
Yeah, gotta remember, you're getting into legal contracts. As soon as you get behind the wheel, you're flying through and driving past legal contracts.
They become white noise after a while. There's so many signs. When I went to DC, like that's how you can tell a city's big. A city, the size of a city is determined by how many signs there are.
They'll have them all the way down to the floor, man. They'll have like nine rectangular signs telling you what to do on different days of the week and what times.
Yeah, and they feel like white noise to me. It's like, I know how to drive around, man. I'm not gonna bother anybody. I'm not trying to cause any problems.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. If there's gonna be a bunch of pedestrians here from work hours, I'm not gonna like be an asshole and break up. I'm not gonna, you know, try to cut in between them.
Not gonna run them over.
Right.
I'm not gonna run these people over, I promise.
And but I'm not trying to.
Yeah, it was an accident. But there's so many signs that I can't pay attention to every single one. It may sound stupid. That was the beautiful thing about Philadelphia is there was almost no street signs.
I didn't see any. Nobody gave a shit, man. You can park wherever the fuck you want, man. People were parking on diagonal yellow lines, like the turn lanes. People were just parking in there.
Yeah. That's the kind of society I want to live in. There'd be a lot more parking spots if people could just park wherever as long as they weren't in the way. I mean, none of those people were in the way.
No. They were just there. They were taking up a place that normally doesn't get used. And now you're like, why don't we use that for?
Like, let's not be sticklers. I want to make it clear that when I got pulled over, it was because there was a cop just sitting on a motorcycle right there. Two of them just waiting. They had two people in front of me that were writing tickets for. And then they wrote my ticket. And it was like, they did that. Like, this is all just a scam. This is all just a scam.
Yeah, they just swindled you. They basically pulled a fucking sting on you.
Yeah, I did.
We're just tell them they can't do it right there. Watch this, man. Dummies do it all day.
Yeah, because I'm a white dad. I didn't say, listen, I would never say this to a cop because I don't want to get hit with the club, mostly. But I said... I was so pissed when I was driving away, and I was just like, these fucking pigs. I had the windows up and the air conditioner on, but I like to think that they saw my mouth.
They knew you were saying pig.
Yeah, fucking pig. Because that's a good way. You can make people see. Like, that looks like a pig. That looks like know. I said, fuck. I hope they saw that. I hope it ruined their day. I hope somebody had, but they probably loved it. They were like, I just cost this guy $200. Because this guy really threw the book at me, $200.
That is outrageous. But it sounds like you said that you didn't speak to him. You just tried to stare at him until, like, to see if you could kill him with your stare.
Yeah. I mean, I don't talk to them anymore. I just hand them the stuff. I mean, I know they're not going to tase me. I know, like, all that stuff that happens to hippies and people of color, they don't do that to guys like me.
Right.
Like,
you get more of a business transaction. Yeah, Mr. Quinby, you know.
We can rip up the ticket and stomp on it in the street, and they'll just be like, now I'm going to get you for litter, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's another for littering.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. It's a business transaction. Yeah. It's all getting pulled over for us.
We're also, let's talk about white males are gluttons for punishment. They love to get punished by the government. They love that. They just love the idea that rules are in place, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we're probably the least fighty about it, I think.
Yeah.
Even though we do get away with saying whatever we want, we still, like, people are kind of like, oh, well, golly, a 4-6, that is pretty dang dangerous to be turning right. I think I should be punished. There's a lot of dipshits like that out there that run around and love the way that this government nannies the shit out of them.
Yeah,
they're looking out for people, and you know what? I believe that somebody should be looking out for people, so I'm going to do the right thing, kids. I'm going to lick their ass, and when you grow up, you do the same thing like me.
Yeah. Oh, my God, you're right. Like, most people would say, like, this, you know, if we don't punish anybody, then people just keep doing it. I'm like, where'd you send this message to? Hey, people that are in Columbus, Ohio, don't turn right on any roads downtown between 4 and 6. It's apparently a very hot. It's one of the toughest of crimes.
Yeah, we have to really curb it. I wonder what's happening.
I don't know.
What's the nature? I put this entire law on trial. You need to pull one of those, dude. What is the meaning of this? Where you have to find out where it stemmed from. They won't. Will they sit you down and explain to you why you can't do this?
I don't know. It depends on what, like, traffic court is. I haven't been to one in a long, 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 long time.
Oh, I hate it. It's a judge. It's a judge that's so fucking annoyed that won't look at you and treat you with any respect and just let you blab at the top of their fucking head, and then they give you like a 30% discount. Hey, then it's a dice roll, because if you were a dick or too presumptuous, then they say, plus you got to pay court costs, which gets you back up to full price. But if you are doe-eyed enough, then they'll waive the court costs.
Yeah, of course I'm going to go in there and be like, oh, sir, I made an accident. Oh, it's the worst. I feel like you should punish me more for this.
I was having a little trouble at the time because I was accepting Jesus Christ into my heart as my personal savior. And I just, you can't choose when those moments happen, but I was being saved. So I needed to pull over so I could let the process complete.
I wanted to get, I was trying to get somewhere really quick so that I could pray.
Yeah.
And, like, also I wanted to salute the flag. I was like, really, I started feeling patriotism in my heart right at that second. And I was like, I love this country. And then you pulled me over and I'm a little bit confused.
Yeah.
You know,
I had this, I was, You know, I was the funniest thing. I was driving down the road and I was like, I have to write that $10,000 check to the policeman's ball. And then I go and I turn right on this road and I get in trouble for turning right on the road. And it's, lo and behold, it's by the policeman, which I love so much. And I would give them all my money, but now I'm confused.
Yeah, I've been watching a lot of this stuff on TV, and I was one of these All Lives Matter guys. Like
I respect all, I did, maybe. You know, you got to leave it open.
This is a teachable moment with me that you have right now. You could show me that the police and law enforcement and the judicial system is a forgiving system for people, or I'll just leave and become an anti-police activist.
Yeah, I'm going to start up a website called Pig Cam and record you and everything that you do.
Yeah, I'm going to bother you. I'm going to say, look at these cops sitting here eating Chipotle. What's your name? What's your badge number, sir?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm going to get rid of my thin blue line American flag that I have hanging up, and I'm going to join Black Lives Matter.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, put it all on the line.
Go all in. You need to go all in on this one. Like, I'm telling you, I'm getting fucked cops tattooed on my knuckles tomorrow if you make me pay this goddamn fine.
Yeah, I'm going to join a biker gang tomorrow.
Things are going to change. You have a chance to save a man's life. I don't want to go down this path, but I'm signing up for a deal that I have to follow through with now. My mouth has done got me into another kerfuffle.
I don't like crime. I hate it. But now I'm feeling like I want a life of crime. Like,
I just want to spite you right now.
Yeah. I'm going to end up going to jail for this stupid thing. I mean, I was just like, it's 4 points.
Yowzers.
Yeah.
Hachi machi.
Yeah. That's how I feel.
What are they trying to do here?
They might as well give me the chair. I guess.
Yeah, caning would be more, like, makes more sense.
I would take that. That's why they don't offer that here. They say it's because they're humane, but it's because too many people would take the caning. Like,
I don't got the money. I got plenty of backside to offer up, but no fucking money. Not no $200 in 10 days. That's always like, you got 11 days to pay this fine. I'm like, how? Fucking how?
Where is this money coming from?
If you can't show up to court in 14 days, you need to show up and you need to ask for an extension on this $200 fine.
Cane me. Just cane me. I'll come in and you can hit. I'll just go up there and pull my pants down and let the judge spank my butt.
Get you a whack? You can take me out into the middle of the road and spank my bare ass in front of everybody like a child.
Give him a wooden spoon and let him spank my bare ass.
Hey, you're old school. You're an old school judge. Let's handle this old school style, man. Get the goddamn paddle out just like when we was kids and let's do this punishing right. God damn it. Like, I don't want to be able to sit down. I'm going to have to get out the Preparation H donut. Show me that I'm in trouble. Make me feel it.
I don't feel in trouble from just giving you my money.
Yeah, now I got to steal some shit.
What's it going to take to get a whooping from you, Judge?
Yeah, hit me. Hit me. Stop being a fucking little kitty cat. Stop. Stand up. Use your claws, you little baby. Hit me.
I would prefer that.
I would too. I would rather just get punched in the stomach.
Especially by one of those judges.
Oh, I know. The only thing they've lifted is a pen.
Yeah.
And a fork.
They'll probably fall down. That's why they don't do it. They punch you and then they fall down. And they're like, oh, my body.
Overthrow their punch and end up hitting themselves in the face.
Yeah. I mean, because judges. They just sit around and judge all day, judging shit, man.
They don't devote any time to fighting.
I mean,
judge their way out of shit.
I haven't gone to the big city court in a long time. The one I went to, they took it seriously because I was doing 50 and a 35 in the middle of a small town called Lithopolis, Ohio. I was just driving through there. I got pulled over and I had to appear because I was going so far over the speed limit. And, they took it really seriously. I mean, they had a little room and I had to stand in front of them. I don't remember what happened. I just was like, I throw myself on the mercy of the court, sir. Please just throw the handcuffs on. Take me in. I'll do the time. Okay. I did the crime. I'll do the time.
And how'd you fare?
They took some off. I mean, if you show up, they'll take some off for you.
There was, I think I've probably told it a few times on the air, but one of my most memorable court stories was in New Albany, Ohio, and there was this young kid that was just so country as hell, because it's like rural, parts of that place is rural, and he just goes up and he's like, the judge is like, do you know why you're in here? He's like, yes, sir. He just has that like lilt to his voice. I'm real sorry about what I did, and you know, I shouldn't have been smoking the marijuana. I shouldn't have been driving like that. And he just admits to everything and says, like, I throw myself on the mercy of court. He gets fucking murdered.
Yeah.
The guy gives him, like, the full sentence, and he's like, you know, I can't go lightly about things like this. And he gives him the whole thing. Then this fucking rich kid gets up there with his lawyer. The kid doesn't say a word. And the lawyer goes up there and turns this, like, reckless driving into a jaywalking ticket. And so when I'm out and I'm waiting to get booked and out there, the kid comes, sits down next to me. His eyes are like fucking pennies, and he's like, "Ha ha, dude, I just got out of my hotel fucking charge, man." And I was like, "God, I fucking hate the judicial system right now."
Yeah, that hillbilly deserved to get out.
Oh, he should have.
He felt bad. He actually, well, I don't know if he actually felt bad.
But. I mean, he might have been ornerier than hell, as far as I know. But the way that he was laying it on, I was just like, it was so weird because it happened back to back. And I wanted to stand up and be like, did anybody else see that just happen in front of us right here?
Yeah, that hillbilly deserved, like, oh man, that's so sad. That's what they're going to throw the book. Because like, I hate to like do this, like, because this is a sad thing that I'm going to say. It's going to make me look so bad when I say it. But, like, it's not hard to give a white dad a ticket, you know? I mean, other than having to deal with them disdainfully looking at you and saying, this is not what Thomas Jefferson
yeah.
would have intended.
Yeah, it is routine. It is more routine.
But if they give you one, you're not going to be able to do anything. I mean, if you say something about it, people will be like, come on. And they're right. They're totally right. Like, I would rather this situation, I'd rather, like, be guaranteed to get the ticket than killed. You know what I mean? Like,
or get stopped like once a month. Like, I don't want to get stopped every time I'm walking to work and to the point where I'm just like, fuck you, cop. And then get the shit beat out of me for it.
Yeah. Yeah. But
yeah, but you're right. It is more, it's way more routine. And, that's the same, like, that you can't claim any discrimination or anything.
Yeah.
Like, once again, this isn't us saying, like, woe is us, we're victims. But it is, that is the situation when you walk in, you're just like, what do you got today for me? You know, like, I've never gotten out of it. I go to court, I go to court and then I stop, because every time I went, they would just, like I said, be like, you're 25% off, but, you know, you smell like weed or whatever
I'd
it
love
is,
to
so
hear,
you have to pay court costs.
I'd love to hear from a listener if they've ever had if the cops have ever given them a warning. I can't imagine there's a single listener to this show that I've never gotten a warning.
Oh, really?
I've never even gotten a warning. I get a ticket every time. I mean, every time I'm doing something kind of crazy, like, I was just thinking the other day about my last ticket before this, and it was, I was driving down a street in my old neighborhood, and I was just like, when I was working still. I'm driving down a street in my old neighborhood, and I'm just kind of daydreaming, and I drive through four stop signs. And this cop pulls me over, and he's like, you just drove through four stop signs, like, right in front of me. Like, the cop was behind me driving, and I just, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, I didn't even notice them, man. When'd you put those in?
I'm new to me.
Yeah. So, like, there are times where it's like, I've always been like, fair game. Like, you got me there. Like, you can't run four stop signs.
No, you gotta pay attention.
It's kind of dangerous. And yeah, it's proof that you're not paying attention to the road.
Yeah, I ran. I'm thinking I've gotten out of two. I got out of that weed charge on Virginia Beach. The guy was looking, thought I was a drug dealer and was kind of pissed that I wasn't and just let us go.
Yeah.
And then I also got that one that I cried to get out of.
Yeah.
That's the only one.
When Katie and I first started dating, she drove a crappy 1976 Nova. That was really loud and kind of, and like, falling apart, and we would get pulled over all the time because that's just the perfect kind of car to pull over for a DUI or to smell for drugs.
Yeah, anything. You never know what you're gonna find.
And they would always, like be so nice to her, but then pull me out and search me.
That's so funny.
Every single time.
Hey, you sweetheart. You're hanging out with some real riffraff, aren't you? Well, your little rat that you're dragging home here, we have to go through and see. He'd make sure he's not going to hurt anybody tonight.
He's wearing a 3X military jacket. And swimming in his jeans. We're going to need to see what's going on there.
Yeah. There could be some. There's a could be a lot hidden under here.
Yeah, I used to get so mad about it. Like, why are they searching me? Now I look back now, and I'm like, "That's. I mean, you might find something. Like that is what they were thinking.
Plenty of hiding room. It was a great way to steal.
Yeah, yeah. And you look like a guy that would steal. You definitely. Yeah. And I was a guy that would steal. So, you know,
that's all right. Funny.
Yeah, I got a court date tomorrow, though. That's why you're only getting an hour this week.
Yeah, I got to keep it tight. But thank you for tuning in. As always, we do it 2 times a week. I suggest iTunes, SoundCloud, Android podcasting app, subscribe. Otherwise, StreetFightRadio.com will always be updated with the brand new episode of Street Fight. If you want to support us, the best thing to do is go to patreon.com/StreetFightRadio. There you can sign up for a donation as little as $1 a month. If everybody did that, the capabilities of what we can do would absolutely change. We would be in a completely different level if all of you gave $1 a month. So that's where we're going to start with the bargainings offer there. If you want to jump it up, $5 a month, you can get a book each month. I just went to the Columbus Comics Crossroad over the weekend and got a bunch of cool zines and independent comic books. So the Zine and Comic Book Club is on now. Just $5 a month donation will get you that. At $10, you can get a record each month or 20 grams of Kratom. It's back. We're still using it. Now, you have to remember, you're dealing with anarchists here. A couple of you didn't like Kratom, and that's just how it is. Some people, it isn't going to work for everybody, but I've already had a few reports of people saying, like, this shit just changed my life. So if you want to give it a shot, $10 will get you that. Your card charges at the beginning of the month. I'll have it to you at, like, the 15th, usually. Consider doing that. And if you're one of those people that likes to have stuff in the mail, consider just donate, getting all of that and doing like your own loot crate. You can get Kratom, a record, and some books or a zine every single month for $20 to $25, the same cost as a loot crate. So that's an idea. If you want to buy a shirt or tickets to our show, that happens at store.streetfightradio.com. We also have more Sad Brian stickers there, and some other more exciting things on the way. So stay tuned, and thank you for being here with us. Also, I'm back on Snapchat. You can find me at Brett Payne, BRETTPAIN. And the Street Fight Snapchat has been going off now that I'm in town. You got some exclusive footage of our favorite piece of art in downtown, the guy at the Penn Station subs, the football player that's kicking a sub.
Yeah, he loves that sub like we love football.
He's punting a sub.
It's not negative. What we're saying is it's not like a negative.
No, it's a football town. If you want to order a sub, you better be able to catch a goddamn sub that's been punted at you.
Yeah, it's not a bad sub.
And so follow us, Street Fight WCRS, on Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram. Name is the same. Street Fight WCRS. You can find us on Facebook, all the other stuff. I'm at Brett Payne. He's Murder Brian on Twitter. We'll be back next week. Peace.